And good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Cora. Good morning, listeners. Wonderful to have your company again on a Thursday morning. It's been a big week, hasn't it? It's been Easter. It's been school, the start of school holidays. It has been, well, almost the end of, the 2021 harvest. All those grape growers out here in the valley. And we've also had our ongoing Yarra Valley FM survey. And for those of you who have completed the survey, fantastic. And if you haven't, we'd love to have your feedback on programs here on air, because we want to make community radio as best, the best it can be. A big congratulations to Anne-Marie Manders and Waratina Lavender Farm, the amazing story that made the Channel 10 News and ABC News of, well, about 500 children Easter egg hunting last Saturday and Sunday. Anne-Marie, if you're listening, what an amazing achievement. And I know that the funds from that go to support a number of community projects. So well done. And on that note, I just want to give a big plug again for this coming Sunday, the 11th of April, because it's the Healesville Mini Film Festival. The Healesville Mini Film Festival. You can go on to the Yarra Rangers Film Society website and find out all about it. But in a nutshell, it's three films on Sunday, starting at about 10 in the morning and going to 5 with some breaks. Three international films from three countries. And if you want to hear more about it, in fact, you can listen to my podcast from 2 weeks ago here when I talked with Keith Wade and Vivian Bond, the president of the Yarra Rangers Film Society. That's an amazing thing. I'm going to be there Sunday. I hope you will be too. But that's enough from me. Let's get on with the program. And as always, we have interesting people on our Community Conversations program, and people with amazing stories, people who have done amazing things. And my special guest today via Zoom is one of those very special people. Fiona, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
Wonderful to have you with me. And Fiona DeMarc, I hope I've pronounced your name correctly.
Yes, there's all sorts of different ways. It's everyone sort of makes their own mind up about how it gets pronounced. But DeMarc, whatever works.
That's all right. As long as I get the Fiona bit right, I reckon I'm okay.
That's right. As long as we're halfway there, we're all good.
Fiona is a life coach, a motivational speaker, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this. I don't think you do, because it's on your website. Fiona has been legally blind since birth. She's a mother of two teenagers, and I was just reading your bio. You've also completed social work studies, Fiona.
Yeah, so that seems like forever ago now. That was straight out of high school. I moved from the country to the city and studied social work, and that was the beginning of a big journey and beginning to help people with different things in their lives.
Fantastic. We're going to hear all about that today, listeners, but let's just take you back to those early years. You mentioned in the country. Where was in the country, Fiona?
In the country was far western New South Wales, in a town called Broken Hill, so quite famous for mining, tourism, art these days.
Wow.
So very, very isolated. I grew up there in the days before internet. That's showing my age a little bit. And so, yeah, absolutely, quite isolated. Adelaide was our biggest capital city, 5.5 hours away. Our big smoke was Mildura, which was about a 3-hour drive. So you used to sort of, off to Mildura to do your, shopping at Target and McDonald's for the weekend.
You're listening right now to Fiona DeMarc. We're going to hear the whole story and, wow, just some inspirational stuff from Fiona shortly. We're going to have our first song. This one is the only one that Fiona hasn't selected this morning. It's Just Like in the Movies, and it's in deference to the Healesville Mini Film Society production on this coming Sunday.
This is who I am. This is what you get. No time for the song and dance, no. me as I am. This is what I did, this is what I've done. Tell me, baby, are you the one? Can you love me just the way I am? Say you love me not. You love me not, you say you love me. What's it gonna be? You could be my king, I will be your queen. This could be the real thing. Just like in the movies, the perfect ending. We could be fairy tale and yeah, to kiss the whole thing. Just like in the movies. Babe, with you and me, it's a two-way street. That's how it's gotta be, yeah, yeah. Taking on the good, the bad, and the ugly. You say you love me not. You love me not, you say you love me. To replay it, falling back whenever you say it, over and over and over again. You could be my king, I will be your queen. This could be the real thing, just like in the movies, the perfect ending. We could be fairy tale and yeah, to kiss the whole thing, just like.
And you're with Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations. My very special guest is Fiona DeMarc. And our theme this morning is Achieve Your Dreams. Achieve Your Dreams. Wow. And I think after the past 12 months, Fiona, we've experienced a lot of lockdown, a lot of frustration. We haven't been able to achieve a lot of the things that we really had planned for last year, and that can get quite frustrating. But let's go back. You've already shared that you came from Broken Hill. We know that you are qualified in social work, but where did you go from there? What happened next?
Yeah, so I didn't really know where I wanted to take the social work, and so kind of ended up investigating HIV AIDS and worked in that industry for quite a long time, probably about 10 years.
Wow.
And it's an industry that is quite open to complementary therapies at the same time as having your more traditional type treatments. And so while I was working at the clinic, I was exposed to sort of lots of alternative ideas and complementary therapies. And I studied a few bits and pieces, hypnosis, Reiki, you know, other sort of alternative healing modalities. And then I thought, oh, okay, this is a great tie-in with the social work kind of stuff.
Sure.
I did all of this in Sydney. So I moved from Broken Hill to Sydney to study university. And following on from that, I sort of settled down, had my children. Following from that, had a divorce and decided it was time to make a big life change again. So off to Melbourne I moved, and found myself a new job and started working with people in unemployment, and specifically to disability unemployment.
Fantastic.
And I realized that a lot of those people were really stuck and didn't have an idea about what their long-term goals were. And that's where the concept of the life coaching came into place. So I investigated that and thought that was a great tie-in with all the other bits and pieces that I'd done in the past. So I took the opportunity during COVID to do some extra study, and that's how I've ended up where I am now with the life coaching to go in hand with all of the other bits and pieces.
Fantastic. And it's interesting you use the word stuck there, because that was the very word I'd written on my page here, that many people, COVID or not, Fiona, do find themselves in positions where they just do really feel stuck, that they're in a particular routine, in a particular spot, in a particular place where they'd like to be in a different place, but they just can't seem to get out of it. Is that right?
Yeah, quite often. And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the dream of wanting to do something else, but then the actual reality of making that happen is sometimes really difficult for people, because they're caught in that everyday life. Get up, make breakfast, take the kids to school, come home, do, you know, your washing, go to work, you know, come home, make dinner, go to bed, do the same thing again the next day. Mm. And you get caught in that little sort of, you know, like the little hamster on the wheel, and you don't have an opportunity to explore all of the things that you'd like to do to change. Or sometimes people just don't have the resources or the knowledge or someone to sit down and really explore with them what their dreams are.
Mm. So let's tease that out a little. Like, what's the starting point? So I'm feeling a bit stuck. I'm feeling, as you say, I'm a little bit like a hamster going round the wheel, and I'd like to be jumping off that wheel and going exploring and looking for cheese somewhere else or something. What's the starting point, Fiona? What is the, you know, what's the point that helps me jump off that little wheel?
I think the biggest thing is to really have a picture and a vision of what the cheese is that you want. So if you know, okay, well, I'm going to get off the wheel and I'm going to go and do something. If you've got a really good picture of what it is that you want to achieve, somewhere that you'd like to be, a real, you know, I guess a goal or a visualization of something that you can see yourself doing. So it might be a new job, or it might be, you know, a new relationship, a new house, you know, a different lifestyle, you know, going to the beach every weekend instead of sitting in front of the television watching Netflix. Mm.
You know, when you say visualize, Fiona, are you saying, you know, do some research? Are you saying, you know, look at other options? Are you saying, you know, look at what it could be? Is that
yeah,
what you're saying?
Absolutely. And really paint a picture of what it is that you want. So, look, okay, perfect example. I'm going to run a little exercise.
Sure.
If I say to you, don't think about a pink elephant dancing on the bonnet of your car that's parked out on the street right now that you can see outside of the window. Don't think about that. What are you doing?
I'm bloody thinking about it.
That's exactly right. And so our brains are focused on those pictures that we paint. And your brain doesn't hear about the don't think part. It just sees that picture that you've now painted. And so if you think, I don't want to be poor, I don't want to be this, I don't want to be that, your brain's not hearing those things, and it's still going to create the same situation that you're in now. So what you want to do is clearly say, I want to be this. I want to be that. I want to have a holiday house down on the beach at Torquay. I want to be swimming in the ocean, you know, feeling the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. I want my house to be two stories with green grass and, you know, a hammock out the back for me to have a nap in. The more detail that you can put into that picture of what you want, that goal that you're going to set yourself, the more clear it is for you, and the more your brain will then help you to create that. It's really interesting psychology.
That is fantastic. And listeners, I need to warn you that Cora Zon, our producer here, is just hanging her hammock in the corner of the studio. I'm just rushing out to get that pig off my car. But we're going to have a listen right now to Zara Larsson's, and this is your selection, Fiona, Symphony. Here we go. Thank you.
Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you. And now your song is on repeat. And I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, I'm feeling complete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part.
And thanks for joining us for Community Conversations this morning on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Wonderful to have your company on, well, the Thursday after Easter, the 8th of April. And my very special guest this morning is Fiona DeMarc. If you're listening this morning and you want to have a look at some of the amazing resources and ideas that Fiona has, you can go to her website, which is just www.fionademarc, I'll spell that for you, all one word, demarc.com.au. That's fionademarc.com.au. Or you can send her an email at info@fionademarc.com.au. And Fiona, just before the song, you were just painting the picture for us, the pink pig, the hammock in the corner, as a first step to achieving your dreams. What comes next as we look at setting out some goals? What follows? We've painted the picture. What's the next bit?
Yeah, so next part is setting goals to make that dream something that is going to turn into a reality. So it's fantastic to have dreams, but unless you actually set something up and take some action, then, you know, it's not going to create itself. So there's two ways of creating goals. You can work from the beginning and say, okay, what are the things that I need to do? Or you can work from backwards and go, okay, what are the things that I need to have done to reach this? So depends on whichever one works best for people. Some people like to go towards the goal. Some people like to imagine that they've got the goal and then work out the things that they needed to have done along the way. But the main thing with goals is having them very specific, having them measurable, having them achievable, and having them in a time frame, so you can actually set out and go, okay, yep, I can tick this off the list, I can tick this off the list. And, you know, sometimes you will divert from, okay, well, I wanted to do this and this, and then it hasn't turned out quite like that. But then being able to go back and go, okay, let's reassess this, and how can we tighten it up or change the goals to create something slightly different that's still going to get us to the same thing in the end.
Fantastic. And it seems to me, just listening to you, Fiona, that it's also about attitude. It's that can-do attitude that I read about on your website, and having a positive mindset in doing that.
Mm, and you'll find that tends to develop, even if you're not a person that tends to be that way in the beginning. If you can bring yourself to say, okay, well, this is what I want to achieve, and I know that I've got to take some kind of action, the more wins you get along the way, so the small goals that you have, the small wins, and you need to celebrate them along the way as well. So that's the whole idea about making them measurable and having a time limit on them. So if you say, hey, well, look, you know, I want to have the house, the beach house. Okay, well, what do I need to do that? Do I need to save some money? Do I need to do some research on beach houses? Do I need to do some research on where the place is that I would like to live? And so every time that you can tick off one of those things and go, okay, I've achieved that small step along the way, then you celebrate that success and say, yep, okay, I'm one step closer to doing what it is that I want to do. And it might be that, you know, you have your picture of your picture of the dream house stuck up on the wall that you walk past every day, you know, stick it on the back of the toilet door or something. And, you know, every time you look at that house, it reminds you, I'm getting a step closer to this by the things that I'm doing.
Fantastic. Or that big block of cheese that I'm trying to get away from the rat race to achieve or yeah. Something, Fiona. That's terrific. So I did hear you say there, tick them off. It seems to me that's inferring that I'm writing them down, I'm recording them.
Yeah, it generally tends to be a much more, stable exercise, and it's more, people tend, if you write something down, it tends to have more meaning. So if you just have a daydream about, oh, well, this is my dream house and these are the things that I'm going to do to get to it, it's not as structured as if you go, okay, well, these are the things that I'm going to do this week. These are the things that I'm going to do in the next month, the next 6 months, the next year, you know, depending on how big the goal is, the next 2 or 5 years. And once you've got those goals actually written down, then you can really see tangible progress, and that will help you to continue on with that ability to see, okay, well, yeah, I'm reaching these little steps along the way. So even though, you know, that big beach house might seem like, wow, it's a big dream, when you can see yourself being able to tick those things off, you know, it's like the little kids with the, you know, the little stars on the chart for good behavior.
Yes.
You know, it's like you're seeing the results. And when you see the results, that's a reward to continue to keep going, even though sometimes you might have a setback or sometimes you might be feeling a little less positive about the whole thing. Those results are still there in front of you that you can see.
That's absolutely fantastic. Before we go to our next song, I'd just love you, Fiona, to just share one goal, just putting you on the spot, just share one goal that you have achieved yourself using this sort of strategy.
Yeah, one of the things that I would say is, setting up my own business. So it's not something that I had planned to do many years ago, but I realized during COVID that I had all of these skills, and I thought, well, you know what? Like, I've got all of this stuff that I can share with people that I've thought about in the past, and let's actually make this happen. And so, I mean, and anyone that has ever set up a business, you would know that you have a business plan and you've got goals and you've got sort of, you know, things that you need to do. But at the same token, there's all of those little personal goals that are attached to having the business as well. So it's not just about creating a business and having a profit line. It's about you know, the success stories for myself and the other people along the way. And, you know, for me, in the end, it's about what this is going to help me to do to tick those bigger boxes in my life. So to achieve my own dreams, this is stepping stones along my own journey as well.
Fantastic. You're listening to Fiona DeMarc. And after our next song, we're going to come back and just talk about how other people can also help us achieve our dreams.
We go hide away in daylight. We go undercover, wait up the sun. Got a secret side in plain sight. Where the streets are empty, that's where we run. Everyday people do everyday things, but I can't be one of them. I know you hear me now. We are a different kind. We can do anything. We could be heroes. We could be heroes. Me and you. We could be
And a big shout out this morning to any kids who are listening on school holidays and more likely parents of kids. Hope those school holidays are going according to plan. To all the people who have finished the harvesting of grapes this year, well done to you as well. And for those of you who are listening this morning, planning what you're doing in the next few days, well, after 11 o'clock this morning, you'll be listening, of course, to Art Journal with Corazon and special guests Caitlin Fransman and Doris Potsey. And they're going to be talking about the Slow Art Day at Tarawarra Museum of Art. And that's on this coming Saturday. So, wow, big weekend, because you can go to the Tarawarra Museum of Art on Saturday. It's totally free. There you go. And then you can back up on Sunday and go to the Healesville Mini Film Festival, which is a series of three films, and that's being run by the Yarra Rangers Film Society. You can hear all about it if you want to listen to the podcast here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. But right now, we've We are talking with Fiona DeMarc. Our theme for today is Achieve Your Dreams. And we've already agreed that the first thing is to paint a picture of what it might look like and to create the goals that are going to help us get to that end point to achieve the dream. And now, Fiona, I'm going to put you on the spot again and say, but others come into play here, don't they? There's other people who help us here somehow. What does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the end of the results are always going to be better for you if they're supported by the people that you care about and who are in your life. So if you're dreaming about the beach house, then, you know, wouldn't it be fantastic to share that beach house with your partner, your family, your friends, your workmates, whoever wants to come and share that space with you and who you feel comfortable in including in that space, because they've been a part of your journey as well. So to have that support from the people around you, to share with them what your dreams are, it also makes you accountable for what you're doing as well. So if you say, hey, well, look, I'm going to do this, then next time you check in with your mates when you're having a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, they're going to say, well, hey, how are you going with that project that you're working on? And so if you just sort of sit there and go, well, I haven't done anything yet, then they're kind of be like, well, come on, we all want to go to the party at the beach house.
Yep.
And so they're going to give you that encouragement. But having said that, it's also important to, you know, have the people around you that really do support you. We create our lives by the people that we surround ourselves with. So if you surround yourselves with good, positive people, then you're going to be more good and positive. But if you support your support network as negative and people that are sort of, you know, trying to pull you down and tell you that you can't achieve things, then, you know, that's going to have an influence on you as well. So it's really being mindful about who you're spending your time with and what information you're sharing with the people around you, because sometimes we can't escape those negative people. Like, we've all got some of them in our lives that, you know, whether it's some, you know, a relative or, you know, someone at work, then you just sort of think, oh gosh, like, you know I'm going to go and have a conversation with this person and it's going to sort of sap my energy. Then they're maybe the people that you don't share your dreams with. But the people that you know that you're going to get support from, then great. And, you know, sometimes if you're really stuck and really don't know where to go, then sometimes that's a great opportunity to go and see somebody who is a professional, so that they've got, you know, solid skills to be able to then pass on to you as well.
Terrific. And that's a good segue, Fiona. And for us to just highlight that in fact, this is what you do for a living. You are a life coach. You are someone that helps others achieve their dreams. How has that been for you? How rewarding or not is that in helping others to achieve their dreams?
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's just a set of skills. Like, I mean, I'm no different to, you know, like, I mean, end of the day, I'm not an accountant. I go to somebody else to get my bookkeeping done because I'm terrible at bookkeeping. Like, it's not my forte. And so I figure I'm going to pass that on to an expert. Same thing is somebody that doesn't know where the next steps are in their life are going to come to me, and I can provide my professional skills. And seeing the results that people are getting, you know, I mean, it must be an amazing for an accountant to say, okay, well, I've signed off that person and they've done their tax and they've got a you know, a tidy profit at the end of the year and their books all look fantastic. You know, that's their level of satisfaction. But for me, I think, you know, that personal satisfaction of seeing a real change in somebody's life. You know, you've seen somebody that's come in and they've been really lost and you know, sometimes quite anxious or depressed or just really not knowing where to go or what to do, to be able to then say, hey, great, look, you know, I have made something happen. And it's not about me. It's not about, you know, what I'm doing for the people. I'm giving people tools and resources to be able to use to not only create this change for themselves right now, but to be able to have these resources to then fall back on later on and go, oh, okay, well, now I've got my next goal or my next thing that I want to do. Well, now I know how to create something because I've got that past experience of having done it. So you implementing something that is going to be a lifelong journey for people, not just something that they can sort of, you know, have to put a Band-Aid on whatever's going on right now.
Terrific. And let's go back to the analogy that we had earlier. That was being stuck on the rat race, the treadmill going round and round, and seeing that big block of cheese over on the side, and wanting to jump off the treadmill. But sadly, often between the treadmill and the big block of cheese, there's some traps as well. And I'm just wondering what other things that sadly get in the way of people achieving their dreams, in your experience, Fiona?
One of the biggest things is, I think, two things that I can think of off the top of my head. First thing is our negative self-talk. Like, I can't do that. I'm not enough. I can't achieve those things. And that ties back very closely to quite often our values and belief systems and the rules that we've set up for ourselves. And, you know, it might be something simple, like, you know, something happened when you were at school. I don't know, like, you know, you failed your math test in grade 3 and someone told you, well, you're never going to be good at math.
Yes.
You create that belief system of I'm bad at math forever.
Yes, you know, and then often sadly you are. Yes.
That's right, because yeah. It kind of becomes this, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy of, okay, well, you know, I've been told that. I now truly believe that. And that's part of my system now. And to change that is really stepping outside of your comfort zone and actually creating a new way of believing. And, you know, we all do it. Like, you know, you're going to the supermarket or you're going to, you know, the journey to drop your kids off at school. You just take the same trip every day and you don't even think about it. It's like the neural pathways in your head, the way that you behave. You don't even think about. Sometimes you'll get to the other end of the journey and wonder, wow, okay, I'm now pulling into the car park. How did I get here?
Yes,
and
yes.
Often our brains are on autopilot like that as well. You just behave the way that you've always behaved because your brain has been trained to do it. And so sometimes you need to put that detour in place and say, no, today I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to, you know, go around the tricky roundabout. I'm going to get stopped at the red light and I'm going to now learn a different way of getting to the same place at the end of the journey, but with a different way of doing it. And so, you know, creating new beliefs and challenging ourselves and saying, I know that there's a fear in doing something different, but stepping outside of that comfort zone and doing something different will actually, you know, create a new reality for me and give me those skills to be able to create a different outcome.
Fantastic. And, Fiona, there's so much to take away there. And listeners, I hope you're finding this as fascinating as I am this morning. We're going to have another song now, which is Demi Lovato, Solo.
I wasn't one of your exes. No, I'm the fool. Since you've been gone, been dancing on my own. This boy's up in my zone, but they can't turn me on. Cause baby, you're the only one I'm coming for. I can't take no more, no more, no more. I wanna fool. So calling. so long.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And straight after the 11 o'clock news this morning, we have Art Journal with Cora Zon and her very special guests this morning, Caitlin Fransman and Doris Potsey. And they're going to be talking about the Slow Art Day, which is an amazing free opportunity at the Tarawarra Museum of Art this coming Saturday, the 10th of April. So make sure you tune in after the 11 o'clock news. This morning, wow, time is erasing. My very special guest has been Fiona DeMarc, and we've been talking about achieving your dreams. And I think the three steps we've talked about, Fiona, are firstly to paint a picture, secondly to create the goals that you want to achieve, and then thirdly, enlist other people to help you get there. I think that's the quick summary, but you might have something to add to that, Fiona.
I think that pretty much covers it. I think, you know, the biggest thing is to just not give up. Like, I mean, we all have those times where, you know, we face adversity, and I think, you know, to be resilient and go, okay, yep, the next thing in the path is ahead of me. I can be feeling stuck and take a moment to just sort of reflect, but I need to keep on moving forward, because we can't ever move backwards. Our past is what it is. It's been created already. You can reflect on what's happened in the past to make you to where you are today, but the only way that you can move forward is to keep on thinking about the future and taking those steps towards what it is that you really want to create from that future, because that's what you do have control over.
And don't let that negative self-talk get to you. I'm going to give you a website again, and it's www.fionademarc.com.au. And you were sharing with me off air that there's some fun activities you've got on there that people might want to even look at during school holidays, Fiona.
Yeah, I thought one of the activities that I have on my website is a little download, and there's a whole big list of things that it's called stepping outside of your comfort zone. And quite often, you know, you can do some small things to start to change some of those neural pathways in that way of behaving. So then when it comes to the big things that you want to change, you've already started that ability to say, okay, yep, stepping outside of my comfort zone is not as hard as I thought. So there's a whole big list of things on there, and grab your friends, your kids, your family, workmates, and tick off as many as you can in the next couple of weeks. Fun things like, you know, dancing with the, you know, the windows down and the radio up at the traffic lights and not caring who's watching you. You know, having a picnic on the beach at night time, like all sort of little small things that, you know, we don't think about. You know, go and eat your dessert before your dinner, you know, all sort of strange little things that you think, oh my gosh, I can't really do that. But that's just because that's the judgment that you're putting on yourself. And in fact, everything is achievable. You just need to sometimes step outside that comfort zone and let that judgment be, and do your own thing.
Thank you so much, Fiona. We're going to have to wrap there, but thank you so much for being our very special guest this morning. It's been absolutely wonderful having a conversation with you.
Thank you for having me. It's been great to speak to you.
Terrific. And for those who have been listening this morning, you'll know that Corazon is now in a hammock in the corner of the studio here. And I'm about to run out the door and get rid of that pink pig that's out on my car. But if you have missed the program this morning, it will be podcast. Thanks so much, Greg, in the next few days on our website. So have a look there. And we'll be back exactly the same time next Thursday morning, 9 o'clock, for another Community Conversations program. Thanks for listening.